I've got paint all over my new coat.
Oh, well done.
My mum didn't tell me that she painted a kitchen, and I've walked past it, woke up this morning, and there's literally dried white paint all over my jacket. It's not a good look.
Hang on, so does this mean they'll be painting my car now?
I did sit in your car, yes, once I got in the jacket.
Luke!
So,
you're paying for that.
It's a cheap girl anyway.
No, it is bloody not.
Dear, whatever day it is right now... Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we aren't motivated. We're talking all things motivation, from the top motivation tips that you can find online to our experiences about things in our lives that we've really got to get motivated about, and we're talking about motivational quotes.
It's going to be a riot.
Oh, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 49. And if you've stuck with us for the past 49 weeks, then frankly, you deserve a Presidential Medal of Freedom.
I really think so. Only 3 weeks now to go until it's our year anniversary.
The 52nd episode of the show will be a very special one, and it is coming up in, well, like Lucy said, three episodes' time.
We're very excited.
Very excited about it. But before all that, if you do want to check out all previous episodes, if you need to catch up, binge watching and binge listening is the new thing now. So
all about binge listening. It's about our podcast.
In Lucy's life, it's about binge eating, binge drinking, and binge listening.
Yeah.
Audioboom.com/channels/Luke and Lucy FM, or just pop our names, Luke and Lucy FM, into iTunes. You'll see all our previous episodes there. And thanks so much to everybody, by the way, who's taken the time to leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah, including it's really that, kind of you.
Yeah, including that one individual who left us a 3-star review and said it was meh.
Oh, right, thanks for that.
Yeah, meh. Your review is meh.
Well, everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Even if it's wrong. hello, my name is Luke Marsden, and a true fact about myself is that this week I failed my driving test.
No!
For the first time.
But you know, they do say... If you pass on the second time, you're a better driver.
When did you pass?
On my first time, and I'm not a good driver.
You know what makes me livid is the fact that everybody I've told about my failing my driving test, right, has said, oh, well, you know what they say, if you pass the second time. Every single person I asked has passed the first time.
Hey, don't worry, my friend Juliet failed 5 times before she passed.
Oh, that's concerning.
Hi, Jules, if you're listening.
If I get to number 4, I'm giving up, I think. But you know what, I'm so annoyed because I did my manoeuvre
so
correctly.
Good for you.
I did the stupid show and tell thing. You know what I failed on? A roundabout. Apparently I didn't indicate, which caused a curve to slow down, caused a potential content examiner could have caused a serious fatal collision.
Oh, I very much doubt that.
I mean, come on, really? A fatal collision? We don't know anybody who's going to die. It could have been paralysed. I don't know.
Oh, I'm so gutted for you, and you didn't tell anyone either.
Yeah, you little chicken.
I told
my girlfriend, I messaged her, and I was like, I failed, and she was like, oh,
Did she know that you'd had it?
No, she didn't know, and she was like, oh, I'm really gutted. That means I have to drive you around a lot more, you know.
I feel sorry for Phoebe in this situation.
I've rebooked, and maybe on a future episode, I'll be able to reveal to you that I've
passed. Failed again.
No, of course. Thanks, Lucy. That's the motivation I need. Great.
You clearly don't have any motivation for driving, do you?
Clearly not. Maybe I should give it up. Lucy, what is a true fact about you?
Okay, I guess a true fact about me would be I now know where to go in Liverpool for a good night out.
Whereas previously you...
I didn't have a clue. Previously I went with the girls. We're not from Liverpool, and we literally went to this one pub which was just cheap and cheerful.
Lucy Hilton all over. Cheap and cheerful.
And then we went to this other club, which we thought was quite cool. But upon hearing now from a Scouser, it's not cool anymore.
Why isn't it cool?
Not to go there anymore.
What's not cool about it?
It's full of weirdos who are not from Liverpool who think it's cool.
So like that would be the exact description you've just... thank you, Lucy. Thanks for that enlightening fact.
You're welcome.
In a way, both our lives have been car crashes this week then.
Exactly.
Apart from the fact I didn't get any crash and I'm a very safe driver. Just the DVLA doesn't think so. We wanted to...
DVLA thinks I'm great.
We do. That literally sums this world up. We wanted to do this episode because actually it's that time of the year. It's a brand new year and it's about motivating yourself for the year ahead.
Yes. And Lucy, have you done Dry January?
No, I give up.
That was quick.
This is the thing, though, right? Somebody wants to do about motivation, wanted to be able to motivate ourselves about, well, frankly, motivation. Have you previously, and I know this year you definitely haven't, have you previously done this Dry January where you just give up alcohol for the month?
It's been 2 years. No, I've never, ever done it. My thing is, though, why would you want to give up alcohol on the most depressing month of the year when alcohol is the only thing which will probably make you feel a bit better?
It's same with these people that do the, smash the gym, New Year, New Year. We talked about it on the previous episode.
You know, I'm trying to get a bit healthy, though.
Check out episode 48, then we make resolutions, you'll see what we're on about in that. You're trying to get healthy?
Yes, I've started drinking smoothies, like making them myself, got a Nutribullet.
One of them.
So, well, I don't actually make it, but still.
Who makes it?
Someone.
Somebody else makes your smoothies?
Yeah.
Why can't you make it?
Because I don't have enough time in the morning. I'm too busy putting my makeup on.
Or maybe you're not motivated to make it.
Maybe I'm not motivated
Maybe you're not. So tell me, okay then, Lucy, you've been out of the gym for a while. You've piled a bit of tempo on over Christmas. You let yourself go. what motivates you to go to the gym?
Well, nothing, because I don't go. Although I do need some motivation. I guess if I did put weight on, that would really motivate me to go.
And what about... You know, did this inspirational music. So if you're in the gym, what is making you
need
pump
to have some tunes
stuff?
On? Yeah.
Name some sort of tunes that you class as inspirational, motivational stuff.
Well, we played it on the radio before. I guess that Alice DJ would be a good tune.
What about Rocky, Eye of the Tiger, the ultimate motivational song?
See, I don't like that song, so for me, no.
No?
No.
Even if you don't like a song, it doesn't motivate you. You have to like it to
be
motivated.
It has to be an emotional connection. It has to be like a dancey song for me because it makes you go faster.
Yeah, do you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, we know previously I had a cameo appearance in a few gyms and
twice.
You literally they were walk-in walk-out sessions.
Didn't you say when you started your new job the other week, do you know what? I'm gonna join the gym.
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
happened to
yeah.
that?
Well no, I've decided
no motivation to join the gym.
I need to pass my driving test, which is
on the driving test.
Exactly. I can't focus on too many things at once. But the thing is though, like I really need to get motivated. And this might sound weird. But
to be fair, I'm not surprised coming out of your mouth.
I look at photos of men. That was a really long pause. I need to enunciate better.
Quite a lot, do you? Look at photos
of men. So I look at
men.
Photos of men with six packs and I think to myself...
Even better.
Just as more than probably you do, because I think to myself, right, okay, I'm going to look like that and that's motivating me to go to the gym.
Okay, do you? Yeah, I suppose if I look at the Victoria's Secret's catwalk...
I saw you on there the other week.
Yeah. I'm quite...
In your dreams, did you? How see you on there? You
never cheeky. Gonna... I could be on Victoria's Secret.
I think
Secret.
We both know you couldn't be a Victoria's
totally
Secret model.
Could.
You couldn't. Although, actually,
shape
Lucy...
up a bit.
Lucy, as we're recording this episode right now, is wearing a choke around her neck.
Yeah, it's quite Victoria's Secret.
Quite 50 Shades.
Victoria's Secrets, I would say.
And, you
Lacey
know...
Lacey as
so,
well.
So, I look at this, Lucy, and, like, I think to myself...
It's like very Kendall Jenner.
What... Something... Or Kylie, the trashier one. I look at this and I think to myself, what would motivate me to maybe look like this six-pack guy, Tom Daly, for example?
Tom Daly is hot.
Yeah. So what do I need? I need to get up and go. I need the oomph.
I don't know, because I'm not a man, so I don't go to the gym.
Thank you for clarifying that, Lucy. You're not a man.
So, I don't know. They drink, like, protein shakes, don't they? So
right,
you need some protein shakes.
Yeah.
You need to go to the gym and do weights.
Right, but I know, but before all this crap... I need to be able to get to the gym.
So you need to
motivate.
And motivation.
At the moment, I'm just not motivated.
I thought you said with you looking at men in six packs all day, that motivates you.
Well, to be clear, it does not motivate any body part of me. I want to make that very clear.
Just your mind.
Just my mind. And I think to myself, okay, I can do this. I want to look like this. And I think eventually I will. But I think we need to go back to kind of...
I think eventually you will. When in your dreams.
I think we need
to
go...
In the next life.
When you look at motivation, Lucy, there are two types of motivation, right? There is intrinsic motivation, which apparently is internal motivation, and then there's extrinsic motivation, which is external motivation. So I think what that means is, if you've got internal motivation, you're telling yourself, it's self-motivation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know any time in your life where you've had to really self-motivate yourself to do something?
Well, there's a few times. So I suppose when I was doing my degree at university, that was so hard and I didn't have any motivation. I guess my motivation kicked in at the last minute and I wrote my dissertation in the last 2 weeks.
I resigned from university, so that was my motivation.
Wow, OK.
Yeah, zero motivation.
Well,
Big Brother got in the way and, you know,
life. Oh, yeah, that old chestnut.
But I imagine you were quite quay-quay in your university days. I imagine you were kind of, you know...
Wasn't that bad? No.
Drinker, no. Random one night stands.
No, well, I had a boyfriend. So
okay, so hopefully not random
all the
night
time,
stands.
No random one night stands.
But I know my girlfriend has been at uni, and I know a lot of. I spent some time in Lincoln University, cesspits. And I kind of think.
Is that where you're going next week?
Lincoln? No.
I thought that was where he was going.
Why would I be going to Lincoln University?
No, just to Lincoln.
No, I've spent more than enough time over the past few years at Lincoln, Lucy.
You're not motivated to go to Lincoln anymore.
Well, obviously not. No, there's no need for me to go to Lincoln. Phoebe
needs to move back to Lincoln.
No, she really doesn't. But when I was there, right, I saw so many students who, frankly, they were just... They were kind of just lazy. Like I spoke to one lad and I said,
students are lazy.
How many seminars and lectures have you been to this week? Mm. And he said, none. Quote, I can't be arsed.
To be fair, that's so true. Even though now, well, like, I have a job, I get up early, go to work, but getting up to go to university for 9 o'clock was just unheard of at uni. I could not do it. All my 9 o'clock lectures I missed.
With your job, right, this is with any job, I think, is the two prongs to it. Is that you have to really like your job, or is you just really want the money?
Oh, yeah, I think both of them.
If you hated your job, but it was really well paid...
I think it's... Yeah.
Then you'd stick with it, right?
Well, yeah, because the money.
Because the money. So money is... I think money is the biggest motivator probably in the world.
Of course it is. Although I have an argument. Like, I do think you need to be happy in your job because it just drains the soul out of you.
Yeah?
Because I do think even despite the money, you'd lose your motivation if you hate your job.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I'd rather do something and get paid less than I like.
People who are unemployed... What motivates them to find a job?
Well, clearly nothing, because... Well, it depends whether it's someone who's unemployed who is actively seeking work or someone who's unemployed who likes being unemployed, sitting at home.
What sort of...
Not actively seeking work.
If you're unemployed right now and you like it, do tweet us, at Luke and Lucy FM. We really want to know. And please leave us a 5-star review. You've got some time on your hands.
Well, I was just going to say, I think it takes a lot of motivation as well. If you're on a date with someone and you get there, not been out with them before, but when you get there, you realise you don't like him. Takes so much motivation to stay there for the whole day.
I mean, I think you're talking from very personal experience there. So, I mean, you've been on. You were doing the dating game for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I believe from rumours that you maybe not now doing the dating game.
Maybe.
And we'll get to that in a future dating episode. We're going to do the podcast.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. Going to be big, very big. And. So you went on loads of random weird dates, right?
Yeah.
What motivated you to go meet this complete stranger you've never seen before?
Well, everyone wants a bit of company, don't they?
And
it's
Get
nice
a cat.
To meet someone you like.
Get a dog.
It's nice to meet someone you like. You're saying this to me. If you didn't have Phoebo, you would want a girlfriend.
I think I'd be done. I think after my relationship ends with Phoebe...
You just turn into a hermit.
I'm done. I think I'm going to be a recluse.
Is that because you love her so much and you just can't imagine yourself with anyone else?
No, I'm just sick of blowing money on her. I think...
hey, she's blowing a lot on you.
Yes,
A.K.A. Apple Watch.
Yes, that's very true. By the way, if Apple are listening and they do want to sponsor us, we know it's an up-and-coming brand that doesn't have as much publicity as other brands, Apple. So if you could just go to Twitter's at Luke and Lucy FM, please, we will send you all the information we need. We offer very competitive rates. Lucy, so, you know, these sort of dates, right, you were motivated to... What made you stay? Once you got there and you saw this complete stranger and you thought, is there a connection? Is that making you stay?
No, the only thing that makes me stay is that I feel sorry for them, I guess.
Wow. Pity, motivation.
Because it must be the worst thing, someone, like, walking out on you midway through the date.
Pity, motivation, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the world's top 10 motivational tips.
Okay, go on.
So have you got a goal in mind?
I need this to be fair because I'm not very motivated.
Let's apply this formula to what you want, Lucy. Tell me something you want to be motivated about.
Life.
Okay, so you want to be motivated about life. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, the number one.
Let's do this.
So if you're listening right now and you think, right, I've got a goal in mind, but how do I get motivated to start this goal? Apply this formula. They're saying if you apply all this, you'll reach your goal. Ready?
Go on.
Number one, keep a journal of accomplishments from the past year.
Oh, OK. okay, 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 okay. And
for you and I, that'd be a very small jar.
That's true.
In fact, I literally can't think of one accomplishment last year.
I got a couple. Oh, you got a new job.
Yeah. Oh, and we launched Luke and Lucy FM.
Luke and Lucy FM. So, it was quite a good year for us.
Please do check out previous episodes.
I enjoyed 2016.
And Lucy said that exact sentence on the end of you episode. Please do check that out, episode 47. Just go to iTunes, type in Luke and Lucy FM. Number two, okay? Find like-minded people. So, Lucy, tell me your goal.
My goal?
Yeah, tell me the thing that you want to be motivated about.
Life, I've told you.
Okay, right. And you need to find a like-minded person. It says at number two.
So who else wants to be motivated about life?
I'm not like-minded about life, so that's not me. I'm looking forward to death eventually.
I guess I need to be motivated about getting up. I can't get up in the morning.
Okay. That's so in the morning, Lucy, keep a list of your past accomplishments for the past year that you've got out of bed. Can you maybe 200 to 365 days a year you got out of bed?
Yeah. I got out of bed quite a lot.
Do you know somebody else who's...
It's just hard getting out of bed.
You know somebody else who's like-minded about getting
I'm
into bed?
I'm always tired. I think probably 99.9% of the population.
Number three, set goals to see how frequent you are doing with your progress. So, for example...
Okay.
There's smartwatches, for example, the one I'm wearing now, Apple Watch, or this Fitbit, if they want to sponsor us, tweet us, right? They have a sleep tracker. Get yourself a sleep tracker. It'll tell you how well you're sleeping. Yes, this has it as well. So, you know, why don't you see how well you're sleeping, Lucy?
I think I should do it. I do sleep like a baby.
And that can help you with number three. Number four,
I slept in the studio before.
Lucy literally, during our radio show, which we do prior to this, fell asleep for 2 hours. So,
if the boss is listening, this is all not true.
Yeah. We're just joking.
It's
so very true. Number four, write down your clear goal. I think that should be number one, though, because if you don't have a clear goal at the beginning...
Then what's the point in even doing anything?
Your clear goal, write it down, Lucy,
okay,
right?
To get out of bed, be early for work, snap, snap, snap.
That's a lot of goals. Number five, learn something new about your goal. So try and discover something new about it. So, for example, if you're motivated to, I don't know, become an MP, then, you know, find something
new.
You
want to become an MP, don't you?
For example, something new I learned is they got even more money than ever before now. It's about 79 grand a year, so that's something new.
There you go, so that motivates you a bit more.
That motivates me just a tad more, I think, yeah. So, okay, so coming in at number six, this is perfect for you, Lucy, because of your previous yoga sessions. Meditate and visualise completing the goal.
I'm good at doing this. I'm all about yoga, meditation.
Right, think about it, Lucy. When you're meditating about it, try not to fall... No, don't meditate. No, you don't need to... number seven, and this is important as well, take care of yourself, because this is saying if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not taking care of your goal.
So what does this mean, like having regular showers, eating healthy?
Yes, personal hygiene, Lucy, is what you need to do, and that's just for everybody else, general courtesy. Number eight, it is read inspirational books.
Oh, there's loads of people that read these self-help books, isn't there?
You know,
I've never really been into them that much, but they obviously work, so maybe I should try one.
Absolute nonsense, these books. These books, the only motivation for these people writing these books is not to help others, it's to make a shed load of money.
Loads of people bang on about that secret one, though, saying that it makes you loads of money or something.
Supposed to be, well, have you read any of it?
I've read a couple of pages.
Did it increase your wealth?
Like it repeated itself a lot.
And you lost money because you paid for the book.
This is true.
Number
and
nine.
I'm still poor.
You need to, this is very important, Lucy, you need to remove negativity from your life.
Okay, all the negative vibes need to go.
So we need to end this podcast then, really.
Why is it negative?
Really, you don't think I'm a negative person?
You are quite negative.
Brilliant.
This is true.
Thanks, Lucy.
And I just ignore you though, so that's kind of removed from my life.
And number 10 is, are you ready for this? Be a source of positivity for yourself and for others.
I think I'm a little ray of sunshine.
I think you are like a thunderstorm. When it comes, you think, oh, this is not great.
When you're in it,
you think, this is not great. And then when it leaves, you think, thank God.
Rude.
That's what I think.
This is so untrue, everyone. I'm such a ray of sunshine.
Have you ever heard, have you ever been to a motivational speech before? Have you ever listened to any speech that you class as motivational?
No, I don't think I have.
No,
have you?
Yeah. I once worked for a previous radio station and they decided the staff needed to be motivated and brought in a motivational speaker.
Okay.
Right? This guy spent 2 hours talking about himself, basically, and how he had this really bad job and he didn't like his job and how he was going to go and get another job, and now he's got his dream job telling other people about his bad job.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah,
was that a dream job?
Yeah, and I kept thinking to myself, yeah, to help others. And I kept thinking to myself, one, you're not a good Samaritan. Two, you're not a charitable worker. And
really,
three, it's
it?
Just a money vacuum. That's all you've done is sap thousands from a corporate company.
Exactly.
Which is, I mean, genius if you can do it. If you any corporate companies want sponsors, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. And you know how he topped off this entire motivational session?
Go on.
You know where you have to walk across hot coals?
And did he do that?
He laid it all out. He said, can we all stand outside? Went into this garden area we were at a hotel.
Well,
and we had to walk. This was about 5-6 years ago. And we had to walk across hot coals. And I can tell you.
Stop! Did you do it?
I can tell you I did it, which is, you know, a true fact for next week, I think. I just
Why
remembered
have you never
now.
Told me this?
Because, Lucy, well, it didn't motivate me. I'll tell you what it did. One, when I was looking at the hot coals, I think I'm going to burn my feet off. I'm going to actually have third degree burns here and end up suing radio station.
Did it hurt?
And
was
you could
really
see
bad?
The steam.
You need to, like, take your mind away from it,
well,
don't
you need
you,
to cleanse
something?
Your body, meditate, do all this crap we've just read, right? So we do all that, and he was giving us a big pep talk of it. It's in your mind. Pain is your mind. Pain is
pain
in your
is
mind.
Game.
Pain is game. No, he didn't say that. And I kept thinking to myself, I said, a quick one, mate. If my feet need corrective, reconstructive surgery after this, who's going to pay for it? And he said, mate, trust me, you'll be fine.
Okay, and was she?
And I walked across him at a speed that he told us to go, and I was fine. It is an illusion, hot cold, because apparently the way the heat disperses, it would actually take you standing on it for a good 10 minutes to actually burn your feet.
Oh, really? How come I don't get it?
The guy was a fraud, basically, that, in my opinion.
Was he on hot cold? Was you actually on hot cold?
I think it was just colds he got from B&Q, shoved him down and said they're hot.
They weren't hot, were they?
They were lukewarm, in my pardon the pun,
oh, really?
In my opinion. Yeah. The entire thing, Lucy, is... And I've heard
so they weren't burning? There was no lava
underneath
them?
No, Lucy, it's not a volcano that I walked on. I just think to myself, I often think about him when I'm feeling down and trying to motivate myself, because I think, what would this guy say?
Does he cheer you up all the time?
No, but you know what cheers me up? The thought that there is people out there doing this and taking money.
Yeah.
I think
we could do it.
I think if you...
Well, you couldn't. I could.
If No. I think we'd be good cop, bad cop when it comes to motivation.
We'd be telling people to not be motivated.
We'd be the Thelma and Louise of motivation. Actually, they drove off a cliff at the end.
Yeah, don't want to die.
They're probably not. Oh, then again, though, motivation leads to death. There you
Does
go.
It?
No, it doesn't, but that's a great quote. And that's another thing, Lucy, right? Inspirational quotes, right?
I follow them on Instagram.
Oh, get one up now. Okay. Load up an inspirational quote. Tell us what the last one was.
Give me a sec.
I'll tell you some other inspirational quotes that I read, right?
Okay.
So this is really, these quotes are basically about kind of your life, and these are the quotes that you're supposed to read and think, wow, that's amazing. They're going to really motivate me to get out of bed in the morning and do all this stuff.
Okay. So are we ready? Shall I go first? One small positive thought when you wake up can change the whole course of your day.
I woke up this morning and thought, oh, Christ, I'm tired.
Yeah. So you need a positive thought in your life. I think it's because you were so negative you got the paint on your jumper.
Okay.
Slash coat.
Don't even talk to me about that. I'm still too raw about that. It's not in your no clarity, but yeah. Lucy, okay, tell me your positive thought this morning.
My positive thought this morning was, do you know what? After work, I can go back to bed and nap.
So your positive thought was, the sooner I wake up, the sooner I can be unconscious again.
Uh-huh.
Brilliant. Give us another one.
Okay, another quote. When you feel like quitting, remember why you started.
And on that note... we're going to end this episode.
Are you quitting
because,
already?
Yeah, because honestly,
you've got to remember why we started.
Well,
this.
I know why we started it, because we started about 20 odd minutes ago, and we really enjoy the feedback we get from Luke and Lucy FM. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM, and we will catch you on next week's episode 50 of the podcast next week.
Almost a year.
Please do check out previous episodes. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, or go to audioboom.com/channel/ Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy, have you got one more inspirational quote for us?
Okay, I've put it away, so you can ask me a sec.
I've got one, which I think could be quite fitting as well.
Okay, go on.
Life sucks, then you die.
Oh, great quote. Well, I've got a better one. Things may go wrong today. Dust it off. Focus on
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.